Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everyone. This is Cecilia. That was A Quiet Place That We Always Start With and End With by Pastor Troy Thomas. Well, we're going to start off a little different today. We're going to start off with Minister Sheila. She's going to do our opening prayer, and then instead of turning it back over to me for me to speak a word on today, we're going to have Minister Sylvia Kaiser following Sheila, Minister Sheila, who will, like I said, be doing the opening prayer. Minister Sylvia will be praying for single parents, their homes, their families, and also the extended families and their children. And then we have the awesome privilege of also having a guest, and her name is Prophetess LaSonia Allen. She's going to pray and intercede for the single parents, for their families and households as well. And we usually, after that, give the announcements. But let me tell you, we're going to let God have his way on today. And when Minister Sylvia and when Prophetess LaSonia pray, they're going to pray until the chains are broken and the fortified walls come down. So if it doesn't get, if you don't get an opportunity for it to come back, for me to speak a word, know that this, like we've been commissioned by God, is definitely a clarion call from God for prayer for single parents. So again, it'll be Minister Sheila opening prayer, then we'll have Minister Sylvia, and then directly following her will be our own prophetess, LaSonia Allen. So, Minister Sheila, if you could start off the prayer, and then Minister Sylvia will follow you, and then Prophetess LaSonia Allen will share what the Lord has given her in prayer as well. Minister Sheila, I turn it over to you.
Good morning to each and every one of us. And I just want to thank God for you. The entire world today that he's given life to. I just want to say thank you, God, because if it wasn't for you and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, we would not be here today. Father, I give honor to you, to as the head of our lives, today that you have given us another birthday. For each day that you give us, it's a new day in life. It's a new day for us to praise and to treasure the life that you have given us, no matter what we're going through. We need to understand in so many ways, it could be so much worse. But Lord, we thank you for bringing us through whatever our situations are, whether it's health-wise, financial-wise, family, job, or just within ourselves. Lord, I give honor to you for blessing Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Linda Handy, Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I give you the honor to bless all your teachers, all those angels that you have sent down here to bless us and to lead us into the right way. Lord, we need your help. We need your guidance. We need your help with this virus that's going around, that's taking over the world, that is disabling people, that we need to know from you, Lord. We need to know from you the way to help us. We need to know from you the way that we need to do to help ourselves, to help each other to get over this crucial virus that's going around, that's not killing off your people, Lord. We need your help. We need your blessings. We need your direction. We need you to help us and help this government that we have elected in office to come out of their selfish ways to their just ways that's really unnecessary. Shouldn't be toward all the people because they can't have their way. They are there for all the people, not just some of the people. And to bless this law enforcement to treat the people as equal, not because of your color, your sex, your religion, but just because we are all sons and daughters in this world of God. Lord, we need your help. We need your guidance. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews. I thank you for my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. Lord, I just ask you to bless each and every one of us as we go through our days. We go to work, through our families, through our neighbors, and we need to get your guidance to guide us and to keep these devil demons, hatred, ugly people that is coming out here to break your world that you have created, that they need to know this world is for love, not for hatred, and to stop harming people and misusing people just because you feel that it's your choice, it's your world, it's your way. But, Lord, we need all to guide us the right way and to bless us. And I thank you for blessing us to this third day of this new year. And, Lord, I ask you to lead us through this year in a better and understanding and loving way than we left 2020. Lord, I ask you to bless us in 2021 and guide us the right way. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and yet I still cannot thank you enough. Amen and amen. Over to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright.
God, we thank you for this day, God. We know that you have chosen this day as an anointed day for the single parent household. God, I know you called it because as the program started, the enemy of my soul began to choke me up. But I'm going to push through. I'm going to do what God told me to do. God, we come to you on today, first and foremost, to make sure that we get our prayer through. We want to know that we did the right thing first. We repented. And we ask you, oh God, to forgive us of every sin. God, every sin of omission, commission, God, every sin we know about and every sin we don't know about, God, even a little sin, God, we come before you because as of today, God, every single parent household will be placed under Holy Ghost arrest. God, we're going to pray to you in a spirit of worship because we must come to you in spirit and truth. And we are praying for these families, including our own, God, for the parents. Parents to be parents for their children and not to send their children to wrath. Parents to be parents to their children, to love them. Don't have a friendship with them, but to be friendly to them. Parents to be parents to teach their children how to love, respect, and honor you first, oh God, before they can honor their parents. God, we ask you to teach the parents how to teach the children how to respect their elders, God. We're asking you to teach the parents how to teach their children how to pray to you, how to worship you, oh God. We're asking you, God, to teach the parents to teach their children how to honor the home, how to honor the home and invite the Spirit of God into the home every day, oh God. We're asking you to teach the parents how to want to first be parents, God, not to be ashamed, not to find guilt in themselves, not to walk away from the responsibilities of being a parent. God, we pray for the household that is a house of God, a house of prayer, and a house of mercy and grace. God, we ask you to teach us how to teach our children to love one another, God, that no matter what or who and where they come from, that they are a child of God. We're asking you, oh God, to teach us how to make sure our homes is a safe base. Our homes is headquarters, the headquarters of prayer, the headquarters of forgiveness, the headquarters of mercy. God, we're asking you to teach us how to cover the home. God, we're asking you to teach us how to cover our children. We're asking you to teach our children to honor their mother and their fathers, that their lives may be long on the green earth that the Lord has given them. God, we're asking you how to teach our children how girls should be girls and carry themselves and know their value and their virtue. God, we're asking you how to teach us how to teach our sons that men are protectors, providers, and preventers. Carry a seed. They carry your royal gift. They carry the gift that God has given them to plant. Teach them, God. Teach us how to teach our sons to be men. Teach us, God. Teach us how to teach our children to have a dream. Teach us, God. Teach us how to teach our children to let them know they can be whatever, whoever they want to be. There's no limits. They don't have to just be maids and butlers. But, God, you said they can be in high places. They can be doctors, lawyers, even the President of the United States. God, teach us how to teach our daughters. They don't have to just be a maid. They can be nurses, doctors, lawyers, even the President of the United States. God, teach us how to teach our children to love one another, to respect the home, respect the parents, respect the gift that they've been given. God, teach us how to teach our children to value friendship within the home, value friendship within the family, value friendship within the people, value friendship, God. Because in order for them to be friendly, they must be first friendly. God, teach us how to teach our children. God, teach us how to want to teach our children. God, teach the village how it takes a village to raise a child. God, cover our village. Give us the village that we need, God. Let us have peace in our village, God. God, give us the finances that we need. Give us the opportunities that we need for our children, oh God. Send the help that we need, oh God. We're asking you for help. We're asking you for covering the children, covering the parents, whether the parent is the biological parents or the aunties or uncles or the cousins or the grandmothers or whoever they stepped in, the foster parents, the step parents. God, teach us how to love the gift you've given us. Teach us how to want to love it. Teach us how to want to care about it. Teach us how to cover the gift you've given us, God. Teach us how to wake up in prayer, go through the day in prayer, walk in prayer, talk in prayer, sleep in prayer. Well, no matter what it says to us, God, teach us how to listen to our children, even though their thoughts may not be our thoughts, because our thoughts are not your thoughts, God. Teach us how to be love. Teach us how to give love, oh God. God, we ask you to just cover our households, cover the parents, cover the village, cover our neighborhoods. God, again, we ask you to send help. For God, when we don't know what to pray, God, teach us how to pray. When we don't know what to pray, God, teach us how to want to pray. When we don't know how to pray, God, teach us how to ask you, God, because you say those that lack wisdom to ask. God, teach us. Don't let us be afraid. Even if we haven't prayed to you in many years, God, teach us how to know that every day is a new day. Mercies are new every morning, God. We ask you, God, to put us on our knees before you. Put us on our face before you. We ask you, God, to just cover us, cover us, cover us. Teach us how to want. Teach us how to go back and say, I apologize. To the children, to apologize to the parents for hurt, whether it was a great hurt or a small hurt. To the parents, for to go back and apologize to the children for the hurt. God, let us face situations that we have caused. Let us face situations that have been caused to us. But God, we ask you, teach us. God, teach us how to be quiet and listen. Teach us how to move our stuff out the way that you may get in the way to help us to raise these children. God, we put every household under Holy Ghost arrest. Under Holy Ghost arrest, oh God. For when we don't know what to say, God, all we know is to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God, for we place ourselves under Holy Ghost arrest. Those that are, those that have been, those that will be single parents, we place ourselves under Holy Ghost arrest so that we may move to the next level with you, oh God, that whatever was done has been done but forgiven. Whatever is being done will stop because we're being forgiven. Whatever will come up, God, we know to call on the name of Jesus so it can't be done. But God, there's power in prayer. And you said if one or two touch and agree, touch together and agree, God, you will be in the midst. God, we're touching, we're agreeing, we're praying and we're seeking. God, help us, oh Lord, to teach one another as well as we teach our children that you are love, you are forgiveness, you are Savior, Redeemer, God, we just thank you on today. And when it all said and done, all we will be able to say is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Glory be to God. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. Are you all able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we are.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. God, we glorify you on this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for all the ministers that are on in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, all of your servants, God, everybody in the fivefold ministry, Father, we thank you for them, God. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come praying to you this morning, first and foremost, God, to lift you up, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Father, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you on this morning, God. Lord God, we are entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, God, because you are the Most High. God, hallelujah, glory be to God. Father, we lift you up, oh God. Father, before we even go any further, God, Lord God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, God, anything that will hinder this prayer, God, and cause it to be earthbound and not heaven bound. God, we ask you to forgive us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, our sins of omission and commission, God, anything that we thought, God, Lord God, any negativity, God, Lord God, we ask that you forgive us, God, because you said in your word from the abundance of the heart, God, the mouth speak it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And it starts with our thoughts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, creating us a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit in us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you, God. Lord God, for every word that we speak out of our mouth, God. Lord God, let it be seasoned with grace, God, and forgive us for our carnality, God, and anything that we've spoken out of our mouth that's not like you, Father, for death and life is in the power of the tongue, Father. And so, God, we ask you to bridle our tongue, Father, that we will seek life and not death, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We praise you, Father. We thank you, El Shaddai. You are our Lord God Almighty. We thank you, Elion, because you are the Most High God. God, you are sovereign in every situation, and you are there before us, and you are there at our ending, God, because you are the I Am, God, and you're Alpha and Omega. You are our beginning and our end, Father. You are our first and our last, God. And Father, we are praying to you, God. We are ascending to your mountain, God. We're looking to your hills from which comes our help, God. Our help comes from you, Father. And so we bring before you, God, and petition your throne for the singles, God, and for families, God, the single men and women, oh God. We ask you, God, that you will begin, God, to pour out your grace and mercy on us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord God of our sea and the Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, God, over their hearts, God, anything, any issues, God, that are coming against them, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, God. No weapon that is formed against them, Father, shall be able to prosper, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you, God, because you are our Nisi, God. You will of our so-called, your banner over them is love, God. And God, you'll give them strength where it's needed, God. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, God, that you will begin to give them beauty for their ashes, God. Give them double for their shame, God. It's not easy being a single parent. parent, God. Hallelujah, because a mother has to be a mother and a father, and a father has to be a father and a mother, God. They have to make choices that they're not used to making, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, let their hope be in you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wrap your loving arms around them, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Father. Blow on them your north presence, God, because we need your presence to get by, God. We need your presence to raise our children, God. We need your presence to make choices, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And even those, God, operating in the fivefold ministry, God, that are single, God. Lord God, it's hard, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, keep their mind stayed on Christ, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, because the enemy is to come in, God. But I'd like to say, like a thug, you will lift up a standard against them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. And those whose candlelight has dimmed, God, Jesus, we ask that you now remove their candlestick, God, and that their candlestick will stay lit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, so that they can continue to work, God, a work that was about so called ordained by you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Touch right now, God. Father, we are pushing, Madabasa, past the issue of singleness, God, so that we can touch your hem, Jesus, so that we can run behind you and touch the hem of your garment, that you will heal every area, God, in their life, God, economic areas, God, where they are lacking in their financials, God. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you send a replenishing and a restoring wind, God, to replenish it, God. And God, don't just replenish it, God. Don't just refulfill it, God. Lord, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, to give them the spirit to become the stewards, God. Open the blessings, God. Father, we know, God, that it's a blessing to be single, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we don't have the responsibilities of the married, God. We don't have to leave our mother and father, God, but we belong to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that's a gift, God. And so we need to recognize, Father, that you allowed us to be in this gift, Father. It's such a powerful gift, God, because you even called some prophets, God, like Jeremiah, God, to be single, God, because they have a work for you, God. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, it's hard being single, huh, when the enemy is throwing fiery darts, God. So we quench every fiery dart of the enemy, God, and we pray right now, God, for the families, God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But before I pray for the families, God, Lord, I pray right now, God, that you will release your spirit, God, on the single parents, God, that they will learn to co-parent, God, that they will come together, God, because there's power in unity, God. You said in your word, God, that if they both agree, God, that it shall be done, God. So if the mother and the father agree about the child, God, whatever they agree about, Father, it shall be done, God. So we ask you, Father, to release the spirit of co-parenting, God, for those that still have their children, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and God, we pray for those children, God, that don't have father, God, because their father may be a past, God, or their father is gone, God, and so we ask you, God, to put your mercy on it, God, to put your hand on it, God, to touch the situations, God, to help those parents, God, raise up their children, God. Lord God, we ask you, God, that you will give them your seven spirit, God, the fear and power of you, God, the spirit of the Lord, God. Lord God, that you would even give them counsel, God. God, that you would even give wisdom, God. Lord God, that you would even give knowledge, God. For you said in your word, God, that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, God. And so, God, we ask you give the spirit of might, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we need your power, God, over the families, God. We need your strength, God, over the family, God. And we come against the spirit of fear, God. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, against the spirit of fear, God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, Father, but you've given us power, love, and a sound mind, God. Let our minds be in you, God, which is also in Christ Jesus, God. You said in your word, Father, that the mind and the memory of the righteous is blessed, God. So touch their minds, God, that they won't be depressed or oppressed, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. Touch their minds, Father, hallelujah, God, and give them a peace that surpasses all their understanding, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God. Father, we praise you right now, God. We glorify you, God. And so, God, we now pray for the families, God. Lord God, that you will bring unity in the families, God. Lord God, we were not created, God. We were not created, Father, for malice and strife, God. And so we ask you, God, to pour out the spirit of forgiveness, God, that we will be the most fruitful.
Over every single mother and father, we plead the blood of Jesus, God,
over their children and their children's children, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus, help them, God, help them to love, God. Help them to love, God. Help them to experience your love, God. Your agape love, God. Help them to learn to love you, God. For in you there is love, God. And your love covers a multitude of sin, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that they will experience true love, God. And God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, in experiencing true love, Father, we'll learn to love ourselves as single parents. We'll learn to love ourselves as single mothers and father. And God, up also to the, we pray right now that you put a hedge of protection around them, God, that the enemy will not use their singleness against them, God. Lord God, we come against every camouflage spirit, God, that may come their way, God, for those that desire marriage, God. Lord God, we know, God, that you are creator, Adam, for those Eve, God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And what I mean by that, God, that you will create the man for them, God. You will make them the rim of the right man, God, because you got my soul to the mistake. You said before the most short that I must say, the foundation of the world, good success, God, even in the marriages, God, that will soar, that I must say, he said, that they will learn to fireproof the marriage, God, before they become married, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every trick of the enemy, God. We come against every trick of the enemy, Father. We come against every trick of the enemy for the families, God. Lord God, and we do Michael and the warring angels, God, against those monitoring spirits, God, that are seeking out to destroy them, God, that are seeking out to kill, steal, and destroy them, God. We loose Michael and the warring angels, God, and Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, God, that no weapon formed will prosper, God. I decree and declare, God, that every spirit of the enemy that comes against them, God, shall go to a dry place, God, and never to return, Father. We decree and declare, God, and we remind the devil, God, that the fiery lake and furnace is awaiting him, and he cannot have your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against powers, principalities, rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, God, that comes against the family, God. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and God, let us not forget the orphans, God, those children, God, that don't have a mother or a father, God, those children that are placed in foster care, God, those children that are placed in adopted homes, God, that you would even begin to forgive whatever happened in their life, God, and even that you would even begin to cover them, God, cover them from the crowns of their heads, Father, to the soles of their feet, oh God, with your blood, Jesus, put a hedge of thorns around them, that the enemy can't come nigh them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, protect them in those homes, God, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, Lord God, don't let them go to homes, God, that might molest them, God, or abuse them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come on, so talk about that, Lord, I even call for God, yet I'm all set, so I'm all say, your east wind, God, to blow on those homes, God, that they will be exposed, God. Every trick of the enemy shall be exposed, God, by your east wind, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we release for the month of January, God, the Holy Ghost, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, over every family, God, over every lost child, God. Let them be found, God, alive, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I get the most short to the most say, you can get the most to the most system, yet to the most to the most the under the most. Yet to the Lord, that this will be God in January, God. All good things, God, shall come to full manifestation, God, for the single parents and the single mothers and fathers, God, for the family, God, for those working in the five-fold ministry that are single, God. All good things shall come to full manifestation, God. I prophesy it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I speak life over that, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. This will be a month of Holy Ghost fire. This will be, God, of Osota, where you will release your north wind, Father, where you will release your glory, Father, that there will even be a shift in the earth, God, a volcanic shift, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. El Elyon, you are the Most High God, and you are the God that will make it happen. You're sovereign, and you're sovereign in every situation. And so we thank you, Father. We thank you, Adonai, because you are our master. We thank you, Nephi, because we have victory in Jesus. We thank you, Ra, because you are a shepherd, and you will keep us together. We won't have a want or need for anything. We thank you, Rapha. I decree and declare that by your stripes, there is healing in the family. By your stripes, there is healing in our minds. By your stripes, there is healing in our hearts. You are there, Shammah. You won't leave us or forsake us. You are there. And so we thank you, Olam, the everlasting God, Elohim. Kwana, you are a jealous God, and you're jealous for your people. You're jealous, so jealous, that you have caused the enemy to flee seven ways. And when the enemy comes in, you're so jealous, that you'll pour a flood over them, and you'll drown them out. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You'll lift up a standard. And so when we praise God, you're about to shake the animals. You'll move like an ambush, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Jira, because we know that you are going to provide. Hallelujah, we're fully persuaded that he who has begun a great work in the families, in the mothers, in the fathers, on the fivefold ministry, is faithful to perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Shalom, we thank you for peace. And I'm also to the Bosake. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, keep us from stumbling, keep us from tripping, keep us from giving up, keep us on higher levels, keep us from giving in, keep us from saying yes where we should say no, keep us to say no where we shouldn't be saying yes. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, to the only wise God our Father, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. More. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because we're fully persuaded, God. We are fully persuaded, God, that you are not a man that you shall lie, neither are you the son of man that you shall repent, God. Hallelujah. We know, God, that you don't go back on your word, God. We know, Father, that you love us so much more, God, and you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, God, even as our soul prosper. And so we thank you, Father, and I decree and declare, God, that everything that was prayed on this prayer live, it shall be manifested. I decree and declare, God, it shall come to pass. I decree and declare, God, that there will be deliverance, God. I decree and declare, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that there will be beauty for ashes, God, that there will be joy for sorrow, God, that you will give us a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness, God. I decree and declare, God, that you are the righteous God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And we pray these prayers, God, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, God. And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus, matchless, in mighty name, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I agree. I agree. I agree. At this time, if you would like to share or even pray or decree a thing for our, those that are listening, because I'm going to ask Prophetess Lasonia to share with us how we can contact her, how we can listen to her, because she ministers continually on various vehicles. We know that we hear her. She sent us one of her services that she did, and it was an awesome, awesome, awesome message about pushing. Oh, my God. We thank you, Prophetess Lasonia, for such a great prayer for our single parents, their homes, their extended families, and Minister Sylvia, we thank you as well. And I would just like to take this time for anyone on the line to share with them, or like I said, I'll come back. So I want to know if they have any services or programs that are coming up, and how we can get in contact with them and how we can bless them even more. The lines are open.
Good morning, Minister Sylvia. Touch and agree with Prophetess Lasonia. I totally agree with you. I was so blessed with the prayer. I just thank God for the fire that he has sent down through the ministry on today, that it shall reach every place that it needs to reach. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for those words and for that prayer. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Anyone else? I know I heard Minister Sheila and Minister Margot.
Good morning, Saints. I thank God for another day. I thank him for another Sunday. I thank him for this glorious Sunday, for the first Sunday of the year. I just want to encourage the women of God to continue to allow the Lord to use you. Continue to allow him to fill you up so that you can pour out on us. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. Thank you so much for going to the throne for our innocent children. Thank you so much for having them on your heart. Thank you for allowing us to understand we need to be praying for them, for their parents, for the community, for the village, and for those of us who don't have children, that we should continue to pray and lift up those parents, because they are the ones that are seeding into our legacy. We continue to pray for them, and I'll pray for you as you pray for all of us. Thank you so much for lifting them up, and we will continue to do so as we go through this year, knowing we have an assignment, and that is to pray. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you, women of God. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you, for your testimony, your prayers, and all that was said. I just want to thank you. Thank you. And thank you, God, because we do need your help. We do need your salvation and mercy, and we need you to bless all the single parents, the females, and the fathers and the mothers. And I just thank you, and thank you all. And excuse the background noise, but I just said thank you, and bless us all and keep us all in the way of the light. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margot and Minister Sheila. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to share? Or if you're still caught up in the spirit, I understand, because the prayer was awesome on today. So, Minister Sylvia, did you want to share with us about any programs or things that you will be doing coming up that we can support you on?
Yes. I would like for everyone to tune in tomorrow on Facebook as well as on Blog Talk. We have our Monday night services on, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have those programs that is from Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron.
excuse me, Radio Blog Ministries. We also have Friday nights where we would have Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and or 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on your time zone. That is also presented by Smile3E, Shopping Iron Radio Ministry Blog Talk. I just want to say that every night that we can, we need to just take time out, give God an hour. As Jesus asked the disciples, could you just give me an hour? Give God an hour of prayer. Whether you're busy or you're working, you can just pray anywhere at any time. I just want to, that's my program, is just to constantly get in touch with God through prayer. Build up your prayer life. That's the program I'm asking for. And that's it. That's it, all I have.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Prophetess, how can we, you know, listen to you further and support you? And do you have any speaking engagements or anything that are coming up that we can support you on and promote your ministry?
I don't have any speaking engagements coming up, but I am on Facebook at 6:30 in the morning as well as 6:30 in the evening. I should say 6:45. Between that time, I try to get on by 6:30. And I usually just flow with whatever the Holy Spirit gives me. But I do have I teach on Zoom on Thursday night. I teach on Zoom on Thursday nights, and I can send you that information also. But what I am going to be doing coming up is teaching how to start your business according to the Word of God and giving specific instructions on how to start a business, because we have so many people, talented people out there that think they have to have a whole lot of money to get started, but they don't. And so I've been taught this, I went to school for this, and now I'm going to give it to God's people. And that's just basically it. I'm on Facebook as Lasagna Michelle. One of my pages is Lasagna Allen, but mainly as Lasagna Michelle because that's the name of the ministry. And anybody that needs prayer can contact me because I'm constantly praying because this life is not easy. And we all need deliverance. And even though God uses us, we still have some things in us that we have to push past those issues. And we have to get into position with where God wants us to be. And so I constantly pray for the fivefold ministry that they won't become a Jonah and try to jump ship, because I've been through that, and that's where this fire comes from. I walked away from being a pastor. I literally walked away and told God I wasn't doing it, and my life was hard until I gave in and said, okay, God, no more running. And so I fully understand that it's hard even for those in the fivefold ministry. It's hard when you have to keep your faith before God and you have to keep your faith in God and you're dealing with situations of the world. And we, you know, the fight, sometimes we want to give up in our human self, but I pray that God raises up our spirit to fight even more. And that's all.
Amen. And for those of you who do not know, Prophetess and Pastor Lasagna is one of my dad's greats. So I thank God for my father, and I thank God for each and every one of you. And Minister Sheila, if you're available to give the announcements, you can. Otherwise, I can ask Minister Sylvia if she is. Are you available, Minister Sheila?
Yes, I'm available. Let's say thank you for all the words, the prayers, and encouragement, because yet we know we all need God guidance and leadership and to lead us the right way through these trials and tribulations that's approaching us. And I want to thank all for you all that was on the line today for your testimony, your prayers, your teaching, and to help us understand more. And I will ask if you can tune in each and every Sunday morning with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, for Let's Talk at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Monday nights, as Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright announced already, with Blog Talk and Facebook for each and every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Fridays, which is Blog Talk, and also Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas, is 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with knowledge and information and praise, and can bless us all. And on Monday nights, we have wonderful, true, encouraging speakers. And I believe the first Monday night of this month is
the first Monday night, Ms. Cecilia, is Dr. Serena Wright. She's an actual medical doctor. And the second Monday night is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. He's the pastor of Fountain of Living Water. And every third Monday night is our awesome minister, Margot McCoy, that's on the line with us. And our fourth Monday night is one of our intercessors that we had tonight, and we thank God for her, who is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And also she's doing a teaching series on marriage with Elder Tony Montgomery, and I thank God for Elder Tony Montgomery. And then she's also doing a series with Pastor Servant Troy Thomas on forgiveness and unforgiveness. And then every fifth Monday night is Elder Lawrence Seabury, or whoever he has on the air. So every Monday we have something based off of what God is giving you. God says do it, we do it. Go ahead, Minister Sheila.
Okay, thank you for your help and corrections, Apostle-elect. And I just want to ask and pray that we all remember God is our life, our ways and directions, and can answer our prayers and guide us no matter what we are going to. And to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Just believe and to understand God can lead you through any and everything. Don't let the devil confuse you, because he will take you to damnation and take you from God. That is the right way to go. Everybody have a safe, blessed, and hopefully and praying better 2021 better than 2020. God bless us all. Have a nice one. Amen. And be blessed.
Amen. And don't forget, Prophetess LaSonia is going to be sending me her information, and when she sends that, I will post it so that everyone can get it, or I will send it to Minister Sylvia, who is usually our host for many of our services. So have a great day, and again, Quiet Place by Pastor Troy Thomas. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen. Goodbye.